My dear Lord of the Vaikunth, the planet, Mayaya Paritagyana, the Asuram Bhavam Ashrita. Therefore, especially in this age of Kali, the mind must be cleansed, and this is possible only by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Cheto Darpanam Ranjanam. In this age, the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only method by which to cleanse the sinful mind. When the mind is completely cleansed of all sinful reactions, one can then understand by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Disgusted. But rather, the more he saw, the more he felt determined to read this. So I'm going to have any connection with Krishna consciousness. And he also cites the special favor that we chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. I could even end my class right there, because there is nothing else to say other than to say that, Prabhu, in this age there is no other way than chanting Hare Krishna. But I'll continue with this interview. I think we've got something here now. So, God smiled. My time is eternal. What questions do you have in mind for me? So two things are very important. A very mature and honest understanding of the dangers and sufferings of material existence. And faith give the eternal soul shelter. Humbly, God smiled and said, just however, I will never interfere with the independence I have given them. I'm waiting anxiously for them to return back home whenever they so choose to. That I like it, that's why I wanted to read it. But the point being made here is that running into the desert trying to find water where there is, we're leaving the spot where difficulty is that we bring in all our complications into Krishna consciousness, and that makes Krishna consciousness actually very, very difficult. It's an easy sublime process, but it's difficult because of our past impressions, our karmic reactions. Although, as we practice our Krishna consciousness, things do get better if we actually stick to the process. The process works, but because of our complications, sometimes we fall short of achieving our goal. And one of our complications is that we're impatient. Being very impatient, probably also used to point that out, but no uncle. Some tendencies we have, that's okay. But we should push forward. Push with enthusiasm. We're thinking that creating an easy process to do is chance. That's all we have to do. He also mentioned Maharaj's anyway, that time in the morning seems to go. And you're trying, if you do try to chant, the time goes so fast. Whereas early it seems to stand still as effortlessly. The reasons is has not woken up. Mind, when I say beat the mind here, then the mind. At least, it's easier it is to chant your rounds. Chant more. around 10 o'clock, then be peaceful. We know at 10 o'clock that we still have, although it's in the back of our mind until you've completed your 16 rounds. So getting up early means also taking domestic activities, and we tend and consider our second. So we soon learn within our practices and principles of Krishna consciousness that there are things we come most to controlling the mind is to tell the mind that be persistent. Stop. Okay. So one of the minds Siddhanta said we have to negotiate. Of course, he uses the words beat the mind with a stick and with a shoe. But what that means is negotiating with the mind. Negotiating meaning that we tell the mind that if you help me chanting my 16 rounds, then when I've completed my 16 rounds, then you can time it will start again, because it has there's no activity. As the child needs activity, so the mind also needs something